there, and as we reflect on, he could have tapped it over the bar. He kept his cool, right footed, he planted it into the bottom corner to make it Chinchunas 1-13, Eirua 2-5, and that's how we finished, Gary.
Yeah, interesting, you know, the ball laid on again. You know, I was expecting Eirua to run the clock, but they went direct again, and young McGeehan inside did brilliant. He tapped it down. Eirua had two runners, so they had Daryl McGrew was one of them, and he got the ball and banged it back in the net. Daryl instrumental in the last 90 seconds in that game. The high ball that came on the far side, Brendan, just previous than the previous attack before that for Eirua, he was the man that had the hand in to stop it. So, like, to me, he's an option for them going down the line. Say if they draw the likes and Niamh Connell later on, if they happen to get over Kilcar tomorrow, the likes of Charlie McGinnis, who maybe, you know, can cause bother to a lot of teams. They have someone like Darren McGrew who's strong in the air, who they play in midfield. They can bring the likes of Owen Dowling and Kevin Keely into midfield, so they have the players there. Was impressed with the unit as well. You know, I talked about that go-to kicker that they used there at the end, where all the players went out to the 65, so that Eirua did tactically very, very good and managed to get possession of it. We talked about at half time about the 3-week layoff. You know, I think it affected Unions in the first half, so it did. They seemed to find their mojo in the second half. No doubt some harsh words from David O'Hurley and Rory Cavanagh and Barry Meehan at half time got them going, because it was all Eirua in the first half. So there was a lot more unforced errors in the first half. There was much less of that in the second half. So both teams were very rusty, Brendan. And, you know, I'll say both teams will be happy that they nearly met each other. Can you imagine maybe if they came in and played a team who only came off a game last week, who were game ready and used to the intensity of games? You know, very, very difficult to get into that. And sometimes the scoreboard can leave you behind. And suppose on the flip side, you look at that. Eirua are gone now of the championship. They've lost one game and they're gone after the quarter final. They won 4 from 4. They topped the group. They're probably thinking now, no doubt, you know, you're going to see things at convention this year now. Are they going to go to convention, you know, and say, listen, there needs to be a seeded system? They're going to feel hard done by it. It was 1-2 tonight in the group stage in this quarter final. You know, is that a real reward for them? They're probably going to think after that. So it's interesting. Listen, the good thing about it, clubs have a voice, so they have, and at the end of the day, the clubs will decide. I thought Peter McAniff was excellent for St Unions. I thought Darren McGrew in that last 2 minutes was really, really good. Niall O'Donnell coming off the bench, absolutely phenomenal. 4 points, Bryn, by the 52nd minute. Huge input, a huge turn in the game. No doubt the turning point in the game, him coming in, nailing the scoreboard, bringing the intensity to the aggressive press on Peter Boyle's kickout that they did really, really well in the second half, caused huge bother where they conceded the second half. I don't really get it. They did it the first half in Glenties as well. You know, they did it here tonight. They're almost allowing sometimes the opposition to find their way into it. And like, if you're the opposition, you want to get on the ball. You want to get touches of the ball. You want to get all your players in the ball to grow into the game and to get confidence into it. You know, it mightn't be the way to go into the semi-final to allow the opposition to grow into the game, because you don't want the opposition to grow into the game.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a learning process, and I'm sure St Unions have learned a lot tonight, particularly about that first half, that attitude and that application. As Gary was saying there, Niall O'Donnell's introduction and his 3 points, absolutely pivotal for St Unions. Not many teams have that type of caliber player to bring in. Rory Cavanagh had this evening, and St Unions 2 points, the 1-2 at half time, very, very poor, 1-11 they kicked in that second half. The Eirua's 1-3, Gary highlighting a lot of players around the pitch that played really well for them. So listen, for John McNulty's side, they can hold their head up high. They've had a great season so far. They're definitely improving. They've had a couple of different sides of the game. I was impressed with their coaching and the way they set up tonight, and they give St Unions a scare later on. Never said die, so certainly improvement for them. But it's St Unions that march on into the semi-final.